Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
For another session of Sanity, right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. Not hard to do. You do have to get involved. You do have to pay attention. You do have to do something more than nothing. What do you think? Get off your butt and make something happen. I mean, my God, look around you. Pick a cause. Get involved in that cause. You know what I'm saying? In all sincerity, our people need help. I've been fuming all day long over the New York City school. That Mayor Adams has decided, this is just great, right? Mayor Adams has decided to make sure the kids, the American kids, parents that are paying taxes in this country, stay home, do distance learning, which failed miserably in New York and other places. They seem to be okay with that, because what they've done now is they've emptied out the school, and they're filling it with illegals. Hello? I mean, think about all this. Is this the plan? Or is he just incompetent? Yeah, I'm sorry. No, hit the ground running. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Joe Messina Show. Check out joemessina.com. A lot of Joe Messina going on there, right? joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. There's a lot going on, right? And you want to be involved. You want to be engaged. You want to get informed. So I do appreciate I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. And what I was getting at was, you know, again, does Adams know what he's doing? Does he have a long-term plan? You know, somebody brought up the fact that there were several, not one or two, a multitude of empty facilities. He didn't have to empty out of school. A multitude of empty facilities that he could have sent these illegals to. Some of it federal facilities, but isn't Chuck Schumer a buddy of his? No, really. So, you know, again, these guys are just, they don't know what they're doing. They're out of control. They don't care. Or it's by design. Which is it? Help me understand. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-73. See, she's going to have to analyze me. Dr. B is going to be on with us in a little bit here. Right? And Maybe she can help understand truly what's going on with this. How do these people look at what's happening around them? In all sincerity, look at what's happening around them and truly believe that what they're doing by hurting American kids is the right thing to do. Right? That it's just amazing to me. They see what's going on in the communities. They see how they're strapping small cities. Small cities are dying out there, in and around the border, places where these immigrants are going to. I don't know if you guys heard, but we're actually up to what? These immigrants, illegal immigrants, are being given slips to show up for court now into 2031. Come on, let that sink in for a while. 2031. You think they're going to show up for real? You think they care in any way, shape, manner, or form to by that time? They may not even still be here. How do we track them? How do you know where they are? How do you know where to pick them up? God. So, I mean, I wish a Dem would call in and try to explain this. I won't berate you, I promise. Explain how no cash bail helps your community as a whole. Explain how not, you know, allowing pretty much anybody in, because you can't check anybody out. Right? Not stopping them at the border, not forcing them to go through the process. Explain to me why we can sidestep federal law and allow people from all countries coming up through the border. Let me tell you what, our laws are clear as to who can come in and who can't, and how. Mayorkas isn't truly following the law. He probably doesn't care. Really? Changed my mind. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's how you win. That's how I win. That's how we all win. Well, I called it the other day. I mean, and frankly, you don't have to be a genius for this one. This one was pretty simple. Chris Christie, he's out. Thank you, Jesus. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of is it tweeting or Xing? Somebody's got to help me clear that up. You know what I'm saying? I really never have a clue. But anyway, always appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved, being engaged. And I appreciate your time with me. It's very precious. I realize that. I realize there's a whole bunch of other shows you're going to be watching, but you've chose this one. And I think that shows what a high IQ you have, but that's just me. What can I say? But let me tell you, speaking of high IQs, Let's bring her on. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me pretty much every week. We talk about what's going on, not only just politically, but truly what's going on with your mental health, how these things happening to you are affecting your mental health. I mean, seriously, we are going to have, I'll put it this way, one heck of a year when it comes to, you know, mental health issues for people and what have you. So, Dr. B, how are we doing?
Hey, we're good. I can probably, with all the news topics, the psychological topics, schools, I mean, I could probably do a radio show 24/7. It's like I have a radio show in my head all day, every day. Of like, oh my gosh, I got to tell people this. I got to tell people, because people are losing their minds. Not to throw a pun, but I feel like more and more we're in the twilight zone. But
with you. Yeah, the emails, the people I talk with, and people asking me questions, you know, school just got back in the session. I've been getting quite a few phone calls from parents asking questions about certain things. And one of the questions I get asked a lot, too, as far as, you know, mental health services for their kids for school, because, they're stressed out. They've got all kinds of stuff. I don't know if you read a new I won't hold you to this because somebody just sent it to me within the last half an hour. That dementia among younger people is on the rise, big deal. And
I saw that.
I mean, there's very common, I guess, again, I haven't read through it, so I really don't know. But I'm looking at some of the stuff, and it's things that run, I won't say run rampant, but are common among people. You know, reduced, I thought this was interesting, vitamin D deficiency. Well, you know, a lot of these people staying inside playing video games. Staying inside the house, afraid to go outside the house, wearing a mask in the car with the windows up. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're spot on. It's vitamin D. It's the elevated C-reactive protein, which is your CRP levels, and then your social isolation. Those are the three risks for YOD. It's called young onset dementia, and it's got to be weird. And parents, this is where we said dementia. We said dementia. What your grandfather has, your kids are extremely susceptible to because of what we're doing to our kids, what social media is doing, what COVID effects are having, and they're starting to see this because, I mean, these risk factors are modifiable. They are, we can fix it. They're reversible. But the fact that we're all screaming at you to get your kids off these devices and to get outside. Vitamin D, right? I don't know if y'all know this. We need it naturally, not just to take a pill. It's great to take a vitamin, but you need to be outside, and that's how we get it. And our kids aren't outside. They're not outside. They're on these devices, which are going to affect, you know, the social aspects of your brain. And
Understand that being outside is very dangerous? You know, COVID is still in the air, and you can
global warming or something, and aliens at this point can probably come scoop up your dog or your kids. It's so bizarre. So we are seeing people, like, you know, in their 20s actually start to be diagnosed with it. It now accounts for almost 10% of all dementia cases, young onset dementia. Almost 10%.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's an amount that it used to be under 2%. You know what I mean? That is a big jump in just 2 years.
Well, when you think about something, right? One of the items here I thought was interesting was social isolation. And if you're sitting there, and not even playing video games, you know, you're at your house or you're inside because you're not out. You got that smartphone making us all dumb in your hand, and you know you're envying other people. You're messaging, maybe even arguing with somebody or doing whatever. I mean, you are in your head. You are alone for all intents and purposes. Are you not?
Yes, you absolutely are, and. So the parts of the brain that need to be exercised are not being exercised. And someone just messaged me and said, well, what are the signs of younger, you know, YOD, onset dementia? And it's tough because, you know, teens are like this anyway. But just kind of like a decreased mood, you know, depression, but it's along with irritability, losing confidence and showing less interest in activities, and all those can be depression and anxiety as well. But the main one with all of those, with alongside all of those, is difficulty finding the right words, and these are your teens and 20s-somethings, and then difficulty in communicating. So those are the things you got to look for, and it's mind-blowing that, you know, we're not using our minds and our brain for what God intended, and it's having effects. Come on, dementia. Your 27-year-old diagnosed with dementia.
I know.
It's so bizarre.
It is extremely bizarre. But look, everything we're working at towards this with teens and such, I'm not giving them any hope. I mean, there's no hope anymore. Yeah, okay, I'm the old guy in the room. I got it. But even back in the 70s when I was in high school, we had the fear of nuclear war hanging over our heads and all that fun stuff. And the bottom line with it was there was always hope. There was always a way out. There was always, you know, we're going to truck forward to make sure. But we're not giving these kids hope today. So I can only imagine what the depression must feel like, looking around at what other kids have and what they don't have. We're all on what you got, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got some new stats too that are going to blow a lot of these minds of the parents on why we are where we are and who's to blame. And the suicidal ideation and the suicide rates are, you know, you and I talked about this. I don't know if people remember, but when I speak, I explain that the suicidal ideation rates from 13 to 17-year-olds went up 365% after COVID.
Wow.
And so those are our...
All right.
Yes, our...
Hold on to that. We'll go for a break.
More.
We'll come back. We're going to pick up right there. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution,
but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis 2 and Artemis 3 missions. Artemis 2 will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon's orbit. Artemis 3 will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. That's the way we make things happen. You're part of the solution. And you need to have a clue as to what you're talking about. I don't. I just have a microphone. That's why I have Dr. B show up here, right? Dr. Bridget Melson joins us every week. Always appreciate her time with us because he helps us work through some of these issues that you don't know how to deal with. I don't know how to deal with it. You know, I mean, seriously, and your kids are going through so much more because of pressure. The peer pressure today is nothing like it was when I was in school, seriously. So anyway, Dr. B, always good to have you with me, and you've stunned probably 90% of my listening audience, you know, all 15 people, to about the stats on, you know, suicidal tendency. What did it go up?
365% for suicidal ideation in 2021. That was the rate after 360. I tell people that, and then they're, you know, when I'm speaking, they're taking notes, and then I just stop taking notes, and they look at me like, and they're asking people, was that 35%? Was that 36%? Was that 65%? And then someone will be like, can I? And yeah, what was that percent? And I said 365%. And yeah, it is mind blowing. And it's not only is it escalating, but also the actual suicide rates are escalating as we normalize disorders, true mental disorders. So, I'm a little fearful of where we're going to end up. Someone messaged me one time when I was, on the radio with you, saying, who do you think you are? You're not a real doctor. And I'm like, okay. And why do you get to speak?
Should I read your creds? Do you want me to read your creds? Or do you,
oh my gosh. Yes, I had one guy go through all my colleges, and it's like, I don't believe he went to any of those. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
welcome to the liberal party. They don't believe anything. So you could just click off because you're not going to listen. You don't hear anything I have to say. But I do the research, and someone also just messaged me and said, where do I get my research? So what I do is I don't believe, honestly, this is liberals and conservatives. I don't just read headlines, number one. Number two, I don't just read one news article. Number three, I don't just read one research article. So I cross-reference like pastors do in a Bible, and I'm flipping pages. So I like to go within the past year of my statistics, since you all want to know, and I look at professional journals. Most of them are liberal journals, just so you know, because that's the field. The psychological and psychiatric field is very liberal. And so I look at the DSM-5, that's our Diagnostic Statistics Manual, TR, and I look at what the disorders are, because that is what psychiatrists spend, 3 to 5 years putting together as a brand new manual. When I was in school, it was a DSM-4, and now it has changed. So that's what I do, and then I go and cross-reference it and look at, University of Harvard to the JAMA journals, to the Journal of Psychiatry and Psychology, and there you go. I look at all of them and then get the current statistics from the government, the NIMH.
So you blow off Facebook and Twitter? So how do you know it's true?
That's right. We have become such, the headline? We've become headline experts. And, most of these people need to understand, this is the psychology. This shows you how stupid everybody is. You guys have to stop being this stupid. The media owns you. They own you, okay? This cult owns you. And they know, they have AI. They know psychologically what is going to grab you, what headlines are going to grab you. And I see so many people in the message board comment on the headlines, which has nothing to do with even what the article is about, number one. And number two, most of the articles are written by AI bots, and it's just a bunch of crap. Or, snot-nosed 21-year-olds at a liberal college that are trying to be smart, that just, they're op-eds at best. At mm-hmm. best. So,
they look like they have a okay. So you hit this 365%. You got got us all in a pucker here. Who's at the top of that list? I mean, what are the things that move kids, move teens, move people to the very top of that list?
So here's where it's super interesting to me. So at the top of the list, you're going to have mostly your, depressives and your anxious and bipolar kids. And these are the ones you've got to understand, just because you're depressed or and being treated or bipolar or have an anxiety issue, that doesn't make you suicidal. What it is, you have to remember 60% is biology and 40% is environment. And that 40% environment, I'm actually beginning to believe, and I'm doing my own research, that 20% is in, is biological, physiological, and 80% is environmental. Because look at how crazy it is. So the stats right now say that 40% of what's happening to you, it's wrong. I got it wrong. Don't laugh at me, people. It's 40% biological, 60%. Now I have to look. My brain. So it's one of those. It's a large percent that is environmental, meaning what goes on in your home, what you're teaching your children, how are they raised, if they're raised with any kind of foundation, if you're married or divorced. All of that goes into whether or not the psychological disorder of your children is going to be better or worse. So right now, if you take that lump of your basics of bipolar, depression and anxiety, the next biggest category, which is 41%, and that's going to be, that's huge, is your LGBT and trans youth from age 13 to 24. So the latest study that I just got that was just finished in 2023 of over 30,000, this is a big study, 30,000 LGBT or trans people aged 13 to 24 say that they have seriously considered suicide or attempted. And then 56% attempted of that. It said that they wanted mental health care but couldn't get it, which makes zero sense to me. Because if you're, according to the DSM-5, which these liberal psychological professionals have put together, these are disorders, gender dysphoria, which just, you know, and I'm going to try to find the definition of that because someone just said, you guys are ahead of me here. What's the definition of the gender dysphoria? You guys are good. I just, it's my brain. So there's gender dysphoria and then gender dysphoria in childhood that they added. Because all of a sudden, right, if you're 7 or above, you're able to articulate whether you think you're a boy or a girl, or whether you feel like the opposite, which is, I'm just going to get into that later. Do you have 5 hours? Because I can just...
I'll give you the whole show. I mean, I'm so worried about these kids and what's going on with them that I think this needs to be the topic of discussion 24/7 for the next couple of months. I just don't see any other way out of it.
It just gets me. And someone then also asked, is a transsexual the same as transgender? I appreciate your questions. It is not. A transsexual, that we just don't hear that term so much. That's an individual that's already had some form of medical surgery. So that's what you become after you're transgender. So hopefully that makes sense, just to complicate it even more. People identify as transgender have not had medical or surgical treatment yet. So that's not a transsexual. So, you know. That's what that is. So basically, transgender are individuals whose gender identity, so their inner sense of gender, basically whatever the heck, right, you be you, whatever you think is going on, or their gender expression differs from their sex, their genitalia, basically, or what their XY or XX says. So that's what that is. Now, everybody's asking you questions, so what's the difference between that and tomboys? I don't know which topic to hit first, but let me finish up on, okay, I will talk, let me talk to you because you guys, yes, everybody wants to know about. So basically a tomboy, which I was a tomboy, I hung out with guys. And so I skateboarded, you know, I had short hair. I wore my hat backwards. It's just, I didn't care about silly dresses and all of that. And it's basically, tomboys are ultimately just people trying to adapt to the world around them. It is very different than transgender, but I think, honestly, a lot of these transgender, if you think about
the
definition of...
I know you're on a roll, but hang tight. I got pay so for the much show. More. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you the time. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen, if you're one of those people who sends me emails when you hear that particular piece when we come back in, they're called rejoins, don't take it. If you're a Democrat, don't take it personal. All right? I mean, I'm not even trying to be nice here. I mean, it's not aimed at you. If it fits you, then yeah, go ahead. Take it and run. But if it doesn't, then it's not aimed at you. What are you feeling guilty about? Anyway, Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. I always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, we're getting into some of the issues you hear. All the stuff that's going on in schools and with teens and the confusion and the problems that they're having, the bottom line with it is we're not being parents. We're not being good caretakers of our young people. We're not telling them the truth. And, Dr. B, you were talking about tomboys when we went to break. Look at my youngest daughter. Had two older brothers, okay? She was what we perceived to be a tomboy, you know, beating them up and beating up anybody else that got her way. Loved hanging around with the boys, but you talk to her today, she's very much happy about being a girl, okay? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I wasn't a girly girl at all. I mean, when I needed to dress up, I would. But I still liked boys, and I still like, I mean, so much as I hung out with them, you know, and I wasn't, like, interested because I was young. And that's another thing where I see parents, like, freaking out is, like, oh, she's 10 and she doesn't like a boy yet. I'm like, I didn't date till I was 19. I literally, because I'm very selective, right? I am very selective, and you have to be head over heels for Jesus, and those are very hard to find, those guys like that. So it's, you know, and my daughter is very similar. I mean, she's like, man, I mean, I'm going to have to date a pastor mom at this point, because they've got to be, she's such on a Jesus, you know, thing right now, Jesus trip, but, and she is, you know, like me, she'd rather be in sweats and, you know, ride a skateboard and jump on a trampoline at 14, and all her friends, she's like, mom, they all wear makeup, and they've got, like, beauty regimens, and I'm like, yeah, you're good, you're naturally gorgeous, you don't have to worry about it, and you know, it's just, because she, what's portrayed on social media, and what parents aren't doing, they're not talking to their kids, she's like, am I gay? What up? And I'm like, you know, and I just explain explicitly what being gay looks like intimately. And she's like, I am not gay. I'm like, okay, there you go. So we go to the Word of God. We study Sodom and Gomorrah. We study Romans 1. We study Leviticus. You know, we study all of that so she understands, like, don't believe me, believe the Lord. And it's not like she really thought that. It's just, this is what is put into our children's, you know, heads. It's everywhere. Every stinking Netflix show or movie has to have some character. Commercial, right? Wedding invitations, you know, jewelry stores. Everything, it is thrown in their face. So, of course, they think that they have to have it. And what good is it doing for our teens? I will tell you, it's not. One of the biggest studies shows that teen suicide rates for LGBTQ was 25% the suicide. They actually completed suicide in adolescents 12 to 14. 12 to 14. Wow. 25% of the suicides are 12 to 14-year-olds that were LGBTQ. And I'm like, how do you even – wow. And when you look at that, when they further researched that 25%, they found that there were family problems that most often contributed to those rates.
Some people would say that the family problems were that the family didn't accept them.
Correct.
So they need to be more specific when they put out lines like that.
Correct, because you think family didn't accept them. Okay, so if you've got, you know, a kid that wants to, you know, break your kitten's legs all the time, are you going to accept that and they're going to go kill themselves because they want to break kitty legs? I mean, no, you don't, no, you can't accept that. And, of course, then I get messages, well, you know, that's painful for the cat. That's something that's a bad, evil behavior. Well, according to who we're created in his image, you know, it is also destructive behavior. I mean, look at the statistics. And not only that, okay, fine, set God aside. You're not a Christian. You don't believe that. You don't want me to, you know, you want to affirm it. Then why is it in the liberal DSM psychological diagnostic book as a disorder? All of these things fall into, you know, disorders, especially transgenderism. It is gender dysphoria. And then you go to the medical code of ethics. So you've been diagnosed with transgender or body dysmorphic disorder or gender dysphoria, either of those. That is what you're diagnosed with. That is what you're seeing a psychiatrist for, to treat and to work through. That is a mental health condition. So then we've got our medical professionals that do surgery on kids that are transgender. Oof. That took an oath of ethics that said if they're mentally incompetent, which includes 18 and under when you're making such drastic changes, that they are not allowed ethically to have surgical procedures done, to participate. So tell me exactly what do you see how confusing it is for me? I'm trying to sort all this out.
Listen, I'm listening, and you know this, we've talked about it. This doesn't sound right, but I love to listen to the detransitioners. I love to listen to their videos.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, it really is heart-wrenching. But there's a common thread in every one of these videos. There's a common thread in every one of these young people, kids for all intents and purposes, that they say, I got 20 minutes. I got 40 minutes of counseling. I needed help. I was depressed, sexual abuse. I mean, go down the list of things you already know about. And I'm sitting here as the buffoon that never went to college going, well, wait a minute. Shouldn't you have so many other conditions that require months and months, and in some cases years of seeing a psychiatrist before you can come to a conclusion? They're getting this in less than an hour in most cases.
They are. And then you've got these buffoons on The View and on CNN and our politicians who have no kind of degree in psychology or psychiatry or even, you know, medical fields that are telling you and affirming that what they're feeling is okay. And you're exactly right. 99.9% of the time when I've seen LGBT or transgender youth, there have been abuse issues, addiction issues within the family, in the home, divorce issues, multiple issues. It's not something that you just literally are, quote, born with. It's unseen. You don't see that. People who are born with these tendencies are extremely rare. They've got both sexual organs, or they are simply tomboys or tomgirls, whatever you want to call it. You are so correct. So here we've got these armchair clinicians telling our youth and writing this script and in our commercials and injecting it in our movies and our kids, even our kids' programs and movies, that it's okay. And if you disagree and want to help them in any way, that you're, you know, homophobic, is that the word? Which kills me because phobia is you fear them. I don't fear any of my
people. I love it. I just think it's hilarious. Go ahead.
So, yes, I, you know, and all of a sudden it's homophobic victimization and harassment. You know, if you say anything about somebody's, you know, you're a bully. you're a bully. Yeah. So I'm blown away, and I think I just don't seeing into it. It has taken down societies in Noah's times, in biblical times, Sodom, Gomorrah. It takes people down. And that's what we're seeing. And not only are we seeing this, they're trying to shut people like me up by passing conversion therapy laws that outlaws conversion therapy in any way, including churches, that they are not to speak of it, and they will remove their tax status if they do. So this is what I'm going to start fighting politically, is these laws.
They tried to pass years ago a law here in California on the conversion therapy, but not, you know what they say when you say that right away? You're for electroshock therapy? No, I don't believe I said that. Usually in a church, quote unquote, when you talk about conversion therapy, they're simply giving you scripture, working with you, help with you to understand, you know, God's plan for your life. So anyway, what the State Consumer Affairs Division did is they tried to pass a law that said you couldn't buy these books because they were misinformation. They were, you know, whatever you want to call it. So they weren't going to allow you to sell them, and if you got caught selling them, you could be fined. Anyway, what ended up happening in the fight was if the churches give them away as part of a bigger class, it's okay because you're not buying them.
Right.
Ridiculous. Just they're doing everything they can to stop people from getting the help that they need.
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. And as a therapist with a doctorate in psychology, I actually like to help my patients. And I work through their issues. And the thing is now, even though the DSM-5-TR makes...
Hold
on.
Top of the hour. Dr. B's going to hang out for one more segment, people, so don't get stupid. Hang out, come on back, and she's going to finish up her thought. Show me your host. Don't go far. Don't go far. You're going to miss it. We'll be right back.
Ooh.